Blog Talk Radio. evening, good evening, good evening, Facebook and Blog Talk. Thank you so much for joining in. I am your host for tonight. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I will be hosting Blog Talk, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, and I will be hosting Facebook Live so that we all can be sharing at the same time. I thank everyone for joining in that will be listening live on Blog Talk and looking in live and listening on Facebook, and for those that will hear it later in the archives on Blog Talk and view it later on Facebook. Tonight we are excited to have our very own Minister Margot McCord, who will be speaking the Word of God tonight, what God has placed in her heart. I'm going to ask everyone that's not speaking or praying or singing at this time to mute your phones until you are called upon to just come and share what God has given you. I'm excited for tonight. So I'm going to ask you all to please get your papers, pens, and your Bibles, whether you're using an iPad or your iPhone or using a desktop or a laptop. However you're getting the word on tonight, I'm asking you to get prepared. Turn your Bibles to make sure you keep the scripture. It is our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So without further ado, let me introduce to some and let me present to others our very own Minister Margot McCord. She will be bringing forth the word. So you all, it's okay, get excited. Get excited because the word is coming to your ears, for you, and me to hear. So let's go on with the program. Minister Margot, are you ready? Thanks again for joining in.
Yes, God bless you, Minister Sylvia. God bless all those that are listening in tonight. God, for another third Monday of the month, God has blessed us being here. I thank him for his grace and his mercy. On tonight, I'm sorry, I'm getting feedback, but I'll try and continue. Tonight I've asked a couple of my loving family members to be part of the program, and we are going to start off with a song from my niece, Cynthia Seabury. She is an anointed woman of God. She has a great spiritual gift God has given her in the voice, her ability to sing. She's also a dynamic player, so we're going to have her pray one of these times. She's going to open up our program with a song, and after that, we will be graced with a prayer by my brother-in-love, Minister Ronald Montgomery. And I must say, before he starts, that it is his birthday, and I really appreciate the fact that he's taken time to join us and to be part of the program on tonight. We, of course, all wish him a happy birthday and blessings from our Lord and Savior for this year and, of course, for the rest of his days. So we are going to get started right now with a song from Cynthia Seabury. Are you with us, Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go as the Lord
leads. Lord, on my steps in your word, dear Lord, lead me, guide me every day. In your anointing, Father, I pray. Lord, on my steps in your word, please order my steps in your word. Humbly I ask thee, teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still. Though Satan is busy, God is real. Order my live in your word. Bridle my tongue, let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Teach all of my thoughts, both day and night. Oh, all of my steps in your word. In your word, order my steps. In your word, order my song. In your word, guide my feet. In your word, wash my heart. In your word, show me how to walk. In your word, show me how to talk. In your word, when I need a brand new song to sing, show me how to let your praise ring. In your word, in your word. What a master in your word. Please, what a master in your word. I want you to order my step in your word. God, order my steps in your word.
Amen. God bless. God bless you, Sarah. I really appreciate that. I appreciate that song. There is a lot of feedback, Minister Sylvia. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm having a really difficult time hearing. Not sure about
somebody
the rest of our listeners.
Somebody needs to mute their phone. Somebody needs to mute their phone because everything
so,
I have over here.
We have a problem with Facebook. I don't think we can do both. Okay. Continue.
Minister Margo, my Facebook is muted, so somebody has to mute their phone.
Excuse me, Ron, what last four are you calling from? Minister Ron, what last four will you be calling from?
9470.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it's much more quiet. Ron, whenever you're ready, thank you so much. Okay, I'm not sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Please respond. Can you hear me? This is Ron. Am I being heard?
Yes.
We can hear you now, Ron.
We're so low, but we can hear you. We got some.
Okay. Is this any better?
Yes.
A bit.
You want to come
okay,
before
Ron.
You, O Lord? Just to thank you, O Lord. Thank you for revealing yourself to us as the one and the only true God, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord, for just taking us in, Lord. Take us in for our protection, Lord. Lord, and just revealing yourself to us as the one that we should and do worship and adore. Lord, we come to you today, our hearts humble, our heads bowed, in open testimony of the fact that we know that you are the one and only Lord. And, oh, Lord, we follow the scriptures tonight, even though we do it virtually, not forsaking the gathering of ourselves together. And, Lord, for the purpose of proclaiming your word as the word, and worshiping you and your Son and King Christ Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless the words that are spoken by Minister Margo tonight. that she opens up her mouth to declare you as the Holy One, Lord, and declare the words and the truth that you have given us in the way in the Son, in your Son, Jesus Christ, also in the biblical scriptures, and also in the works of the Holy Spirit, O Lord. And we thank and we praise you for that. Lord, open our hearts. Open our minds, and as a result of open hearts and open minds, let us have open mouths before the rest of the world to let them know that you and only you are the proclaimer of all the truth that is in existence in this world, O Lord. Let them know that you are the Holy One, O Lord. And let's make sure that we proclaim this throughout our walks in life. O Lord, we just ask that you bless us. We ask that you bless not only the ones that you have blessed so well, Lord, and I include myself and my family amongst those, because we are truly blessed, O Lord. We ask that you bless even those who are inferred and get them to look at the blessing that you have given to them, Lord, and dwell on those blessings, O Lord. And tonight we will listen with anxious ears to be able to hear the words of Minister Margot as she proclaims your truth. And, O Lord, we ask and we give thanks in these things and your loving Son and our King, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Ron. And thank you, Cynthia, for that song. We take those in our hearts, all words, and ask God to order our steps, remember his truth, his word, and live his standards in our lives. I'll get started. A brief prayer. I praise you and honor you, honor your name, God. I thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to speak to the people of God. Lord, please help me to deliver the words you have given me. I pray someone is blessed and encouraged on tonight. I thank you for allowing me to be part of this ministry. Thank you for allowing your trust me to be led by you. May your word be released in heart, mind, and spirit of every listener. This is my prayer in Jesus' mighty name and for his sake. On tonight, I ask again that you pray for me, Saint. My topic is just pray. Saints of God, we have been blessed to make it to the 16th day of May in the year of 2020. It is indeed a blessing that we have made it this far. I cannot help but think of the lyrics, very popular song in the 60s. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his hope. He's never failed us. And praise be to our sovereign God and Father who will never fail us. But I am aware that there are many that would pose questions, such as in the midst of an ongoing worldwide health crisis, where is your God? In the midst of God Island and senseless death, where is your God? In the midst of the chaos of war, in the atmosphere of hopelessness, where is your God? And our answer to each of these questions is, he's just a prayer. In sickness, God's healing and deliverance and the strength to endure is just a prayer. In turmoil and strife, God's peace is just a prayer away. In despair and loss, his comfort and reassurance is just a prayer away. whatever the problem, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, our God, all-powerful in all, our God, omniscient and omnipresent, our God, he that was and is and always will be, is just a prayer away. And we, the believers, followers of Christ, are blessed to have the agency of prayer available to us and always at our disposal. This ministry, as well as so many others, and this year in the posture of prayer. And I'd like to encourage each of you, as I remind myself, that as we continue to travel through this year, that we must strive to remain in a continual posture of prayer.
Yes.
A posture being a conscious mental or outward behavioral attitude. A posture is a position that we will take in regard to every condition in every circumstance. Saints of God, we have much to pray about and many that need our prayers. For this reason, we must develop a perpetual attitude of prayer. I present to you a challenge. I know it's a trend. However, I think this method will be very useful for this situation. I challenge you to develop a new habit for the remainder of the year. This habit will be a practice or automatic reflex that will face each problem, that we will face them and we will stare them directly in their face and ask the Holy Spirit in prayer to speak to our hearts. We will ask God's presence to calm our spirits. We will grab hold to a holy scripture and wrap it around our emotions and be still. We will be still as the storm rages. We will be still as problems seem to multiply. We will wrap ourselves in God's word and expect to see God's hand. Right. Right, Minister Margot, right. Just pray. I'm sure some of you may be thinking what occurred to me as I reviewed my notes today. I asked myself, Margot, haven't you been praying? Haven't you been crying out to God? Haven't you been waiting for an answer? Praying and expecting a change that hasn't come? But ask yourself, saints, as I have, did you really turn it over to God? Or did you just roll it onto the altar and right back into your hands? Did you really give it to Jesus? Or are you still trying to figure it out? God told me to really be still. Stop trying to fix it yourself. God said, yes, pray, but first you must believe. God said, Margot, truly, you must believe and not doubt. You must trust me. You must believe and not be afraid. Saints, we must believe God and believe that God is going to handle it. Whatever it is, God will make a way. God will do it. And we must not fear, but believe that whatever happens, God is working it out for our good. No matter how it looks to us, God will take care of us. And I thought, well, Father God, I believe, but please, please help my unbelief.
Yes.
Help me. God, help us. Help us, Lord. God, because there's still a part of me that wants control. There's still, I need you to steal that part of me. Put it away. That part that needs to understand every piece of the puzzle. Steal in me that desire to know, to have to know. Help me, God. Help me to learn to lean on you, to depend on you, to trust you, God, completely, completely, to take my hands off of it and to trust you. So I declare, Lord, in your hearing, as for me and all those listening, we will resolve, as stated in 2 Timothy 1:7, this is the Amplified Version, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound judgment and personal discipline. He's given us the abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. I declare in your hearing, Lord, and for me and all those listening, that we will know, as we have read in Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, your comments down with the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That peace is yours. It's ours, Saint. It's ours. I declare in your hearing, Lord, as for me and those listening, we will recognize, as did David in Psalm 56:3, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word. Saints of God, I challenge you, as I challenge myself, to develop a new habit, to take every problem, every care, every concern automatically to the Father in prayer and leave it there in his hands. I challenge you, as I challenge myself, to resolve to be unbothered, to have an attitude of prayer, to remember, as in Isaiah 41:13, the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Oh, again, saints, I ask you to embrace this challenge with me, to develop a posture of prayer, to assume a mental and spiritual position that relies totally on God at all times and in all things. God is with us, saints. And even though the enemy of our soul is warring against us, we have a thought weapon. That's right. We have weapons that can combat him and his attack. We have our faith, we have prayer, and we have the word of God. As we read in 1 Corinthians 4, we have a light shining in our hearts, and we are like fragile clay jars that contain a great treasure. This great power is from God. It's not from ourselves, but saints, we have access to this power through our belief in our Savior Jesus and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 4:8, the NIV version states, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. Remember, we will not be subdued or overwhelmed because we assume a posture of prayer. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We will not lose all hope because we will maintain a posture of prayer. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We will not be left without protection or his care or support because we call out to our Father God in prayer, and we know he will never leave us or forsake us.
Never.
We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. We will not be devastated or defeated because no matter what we experience, we take our stance against the enemy in the posture of prayer. As I close, I would like to share with you the 17th verse of 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. For our present troubles are small. It won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. The Lord's word is forever blessed. Dear saints of God, let each of us strive to take a posture of prayer throughout each and every day. Trust God more. Expect to see the hand of God in your lives and in the lives of those you love. Remember to always be grateful for the daily miracle of life itself. Understand that prayer is essential for our spiritual health and right standing with God. Please remember, we've come this far by faith and prayer as a family. We've come this far by faith and prayer as a culture. We've come this far by faith and prayer as a community of believers, and there's no reason to turn around now. I declare to you that prayer has brought us this far, and prayer will take us home. Saints of God, please consider these things. Selah. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Let each of us pray without ceasing. And remember, as stated in James 5:15b, the heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man or believer is able to accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank you for the word of God. Lord, I just thank you. And I thank you for your prayers tonight, Saint. Minister Sylvia, I turn the program back over to you. I ask you to proceed as you are led by God, and please provide us with our closing prayer on tonight. God bless you.
Thank you so much for the word on tonight. Just pray. No matter what you're going through, just pray. No matter if it's good times, just pray. No matter if it's times you've never been in before, just pray. No matter if it's something you've been praying about or something you walked up on, just pray. Prayer answers everything. We may not get it at the time we put forth, but God is an on-time God. The way we can get to God is through prayer. All we got to do is just pray. The woman of God said we need to be in a continuous posture of prayer every day. Set your posture up. Like when you put on a new suit or a new dress or a new hat or some new shoes, you go to the mirror and you check your posture. Start checking your posture about with praying. Go to the mirror if you need to or have to, want to. Look at yourself and see how you look in front of God. What is your posture saying with your prayer life? Do it say a little prayer? Little faith? Do it say need more prayer to get more faith? Do it say I've been slacking up, but God, I'm standing here today faithfully saying I need you. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. She says she challenged us to get a new habit. Some of us know we need new habits because those old habits just not going through. We know how to pray when we want something. We know how to pray when we see something we just got to have. But how many of us need know that we need to get in a place of prayer just because? As the woman of God said, God, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief when I know that I pray and I believe you will do it for others. You do it for this person and you do it for that person. But God, help my unbelief. Because one thing we have to come to an understanding with, if God hears our prayers for others, why we don't believe he hears our prayers for us? And after we pray, we need to just stop and wait to hear what God says, because there's instructions with prayer. You know, a lot of us forget we need to repent before we pray. We need to repent before we go before God. We know we could just pray. Yes, pray, pray, pray. But when we're dealing with some issues, I was sharing with my sister, Apostle Elect, on today, I heard a man say that if you haven't been through something, how can you be a witness or a testimony? If you haven't been through something. But see, when you've been through something, you know how to pray. But we got to learn how to pray before things happen. In this day, time, and age, one thing we need is more prayer. It's free. Only thing it costs us is time. Will you take the time out to pray before to God? Will you take the time out to pray before God? Will you take the time out to pray for someone other than yourself? Will you take the time out to just pray? I thank God for the woman of God on tonight. The lines are open. If anyone else have a comment on the subject of the service on tonight, please comment at this time. The lines are open.
Good evening, Minister Sylvia and Minister Margot. Once again, this is a powerful message. I want to also say to Cynthia, that was a beautiful song, Order My Steps in Your Word, and Let Not Any Iniquity Have Dominion Over Me. It was fitting for the information, for the lesson that Margot gave this evening. And she talked about prayer. Prayer, and the question, a profound question, where is your God? He's just a prayer away is the answer. And prayer is an important way to actually experience God and to develop a personal and meaningful relationship with him, so that you'll know his voice when you hear it. Because if you don't communicate with a person, you won't know their voice. So I thought that was this was really awesome. It kind of sent goosebumps all over my skin. And Jeremiah also tells us that you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. God is nothing if he is not faithful, and he does not lie. He's not a man that he lies. So if he says to you, if you come to me and pray, I will listen, then that's exactly what it means. But you have to know that that's what he's offering to you. So you have to be in that word and continual prayer, pray without ceasing. Excellent, Minister Margot. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Comita. Anyone else would like to speak at this time?
Yes, I would like to speak. This is Aunt Catherine. Margot, you did an awesome job. As you say, we're walking by faith every day of our life, and without faith it's impossible to please God. He knows our heart. What I love about my God, he's everywhere all at the same time. So right now, Margot, Minister Margot, we are walking by faith And as you said, we go through trials and tribulation, put it in God's hand and leave it there. Don't put it in his hand and take it out. Because he will answer prayer. I'm a living witness to that. So, Margo, you did an awesome job. Continue. May God continue to bless you. Have a beautiful night. I love you. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you.
Yes. Is there anyone else at this time?
Yes, this is Tony, Missionary Montgomery from Dallas, Texas, and I just want to join in with all the other saints to thank Margo for blessing us this evening with such a rich word about prayer. And there is that challenge that she gave us to have, what she said, a new habit. And,
yeah,
and starting our, when Satan brings our troubles or just the troubles of just everyday life, that we could just start off by giving it all to Jesus and not carrying it ourselves. And it is like the foundational scripture. It says that seeking first the kingdom of God. And so that puts us in a posture of prayer, because we know to seek God's face, we have to talk to him, and he gave us the vehicle of prayer to do that. So we're going to take that challenge, and we're going to put ourselves in a position where we can put on our war clothes. And she mentioned that we were warriors, and the way that we fought with faith, we fight with prayer, and we fight with the word. And so it just really helped me think more about how do I access the power that God has given me as a saint. And so I want to encourage everyone to know that Margo's words tonight came to encourage my heart, to keep me ever faithful to him, that it will help me as I continue to walk by faith and just to really accept, as Minister Sylvia was saying, just pray. You know, I love it. I wrote down that she said, it is free and it only costs time. And so God really lets us know that our days are numbered and we need to do what we need to do now. We don't get a second chance or a third chance. We get this thing, this day. And Aunt Catherine is a living example of what it looks like when we trust the Lord every step of the way. And so we are so thankful for this ministry and my sister, Margo, and the word that she brought us tonight. And I'm just going to trust God. I'm going to trust him in the face of what seems to be a difficult moment in life, but he knew we were going to be here. So I'm thankful. Thank you.
Thank you, missionary. Is there anyone else who would like to have any words at this time?
Yes, little Cynthia, I just want to say thank you, Margo, for letting me be a part, and thank you for the word that you allowed God to put to give us through you. It touched my heart and my soul, and I just want to tell you I love you and thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Cynthia. Enjoy your song tonight. Is there anyone else?
Yes, this is Cecilia. I just wanted to say to Minister Margo, thank you for reminding us. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 reminds us to pray without ceasing. And then we have, you know, someone that says, just do it. That's the Nike commercial. So as you said, let's do a new posture to where it becomes a thing that we say and that we live and that we stand by. Just pray and pray without ceasing. That's all I have.
Thank you, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else? We want to thank everyone for tuning in on Facebook as well as on Blog Talk to listen in and view in. I thank all of those that took the time out to be with us on this Monday night, the 16th day of May, the year 2022. I'm so happy that God allowed me to be a partner in listening into this program on tonight from Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Radio Ministry, which is www. World Wide Web. I thank God for each one of you that took the time out to reply back at the end of the program. I thank God for the prayer. I thank God for the solo that went forth on tonight. I thank God for his word. His word. My God, his word. It's awesome. There's nothing we cannot find out that we need. Nothing that's not in his word that we can't find. I thank God for that. I thank God for his foundational scripture that this ministry stands on, which is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. I thank God for this Monday night service. Tonight, we had our very own Minister Margot, who brought forth a strong word. Hey, Sandra Gentry, thanks for tuning in. I thank God for her telling us tonight, just pray. Where's your God? He's just a prayer away. Y'all don't have to worry about dialing a 1-800 or 888 number or 866 or 877 or 855. God is right here. In your heart. We should pray all the time. Thank you, Sandra. We should pray all the time. His word says that a man should always pray. So with that being said, don't forget, we're here every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Monday is the fourth Monday. We will be here with our very own missionary, Tony, and Minister Ron Montgomery from Texas. We will be talking about family, the values of family. I don't know what God is going to give them, but whatever he gives them, I want to be a part of it. I want to be here to hear about it. This next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on this Friday coming up, it's my turn to minister. You all tune in. God had put something on my heart. Sandra Gentry said 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I got that right. Yes, you got that right. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So as I was saying, God had put something on my heart. It's been burning in my spirit for a couple of weeks now, and I'm just excited about what God has been doing with this ministry from the beginning of the year, where he had us to start off with just prayer. Prayer, 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 just prayer. And as Minister Margot said on tonight she reminded us, just pray. You all, the weather is getting in a place where people are coming out and people are acting out. They've been locked up for a couple of years. Well, it haven't been like penitentiary locked up, but you've been locked up in your house. You've been locked up in your minds. You've been locked up where you can't go out and enjoy yourself. As people say, you can't be released. So it's like somebody then got some probationary time. They've been released. So people is out here acting crazy. It's got to go back to the word. The word on tonight say, just pray. Instead of us sitting back saying, what can we do? The word tonight said, where's your God? He's just a prayer away. Let's pray. This Friday, pray for me. Pray for this ministry. Pray for everything that you heard on tonight and thus far for every speaker that's been speaking. We're going to go into another place in this ministry. I see it in my spirit what God is doing with his different ministers. We're going to just start it off with saying we're changing our posture. That was in tonight's lesson. We're going to get a new habit. That was in tonight's lesson. We're going to understand our God is just a prayer away. That was in tonight's lesson. We're going to stop listening to the lessons, and we're going to start applying the lessons on our lives. So just be ready for World Wide Web, Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. We're coming forth. We're coming to you. Please share the ministry. It's time for you all to be more than a couple of viewers. Start telling somebody about the goodness of Jesus. See, we're not giving you service without a solution. We're giving you service with solutions and resource. And the resource name is Jesus. So I'll see you all back here Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be here Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry, Central Standard Time, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and Minister Margot McCourt. We will be here on Sunday morning. So if you all cannot look at this live from the Facebook or Blog Talk, you can hear it. You can go back in the archives and listen to the Blog Talk. We Apostle-elect puts it on Facebook for you to listen, and it's also on my replay on my Facebook page that I play, because in case you're not friends with the speaker that speaks, you cannot say you didn't get the chance to get the word, because I put it on my Facebook so that you can get it. So we're not going to do any excuses for the year 22. It's too much too late, and we'd run out of too much time wasting it saying that somebody else should have. It's time for us to step up and step out. The word said tonight, the woman of God said in her word that she ministered, God help my unbelief. I believe God is going to do something when his people are called by his name, will humble themselves and pray. Y'all, it's time for us to seek his face. We've got to turn from our wicked ways. We got to call on the name of Jesus. We got to call on the Lord. We got to run to our strong place, to our strong tower. It's time. It's time. As Apostle-elect said earlier, the commercial didn't just say it. It's been said for years and years. A lot of us didn't hear it until we heard it and saw it on the commercial. Just do it. It's free, y'all. You ain't got to buy no gym shoes with Michael Jordan on it and nobody else. Just do it. God is awesome. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. Even if you don't accept it, we still love you with the love of the Lord. And I pray that it'll get in your spirit. I pray that everybody that listened in and looked in on tonight and at the replay and in the archive, I pray this thing get in your spirit and it put a hook in you that you can't shake it loose. Because God is just a prayer away. God, let it penetrate their heart. Let it penetrate their mind. Let it penetrate their ears. God, just let it penetrate them. Where everything they would do, they would call on the name of Jesus. I ask God right now to cover each and every one of you and your household and your family and your going ins and your coming out in your homes where you're resting. Everything that the enemy has called himself assigned to us, we cancel it at the root right now. Cover, 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 cover. Protect us, oh Lord. Your mercies are new every morning. God, let your mercies be new throughout our lives. From this day forward, we accept your new mercy. Pray, people, pray. Don't just look. Don't stand by. Don't just watch. But pray. Don't just wait till it happens to you. Pray. Pray for someone other than yourself. Pray. Look at the replay and listen to the word of the minister on tonight so you can get the scriptures that she told us about. Follow instructions, people. Follow instructions. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Cover our speaker, oh Lord. Strengthen her body. Strengthen her body, God. You know where the need is needed. You know where the need should be met. We ask you to meet her need, oh God. Strengthen her body. Cover her home. Cover her family, oh Lord. Cover us as we travel, oh God. Jesus. Glory, glory. Pray, people. Pray, pray, people. Pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
God bless.